Trapped with his back to the burnt shell of a house, he ducked a massive blow from a scaled fist. Jasmine, his last living lieutenant, as far as Amrys knew, seized the moment, sprang onto an abandoned cart and fired a crossbow bolt into the single eye of the creature menacing him. Her aim was keen, despite days without rest. The monster grunted and fell backwards. Amrys followed it forward a few steps, spun and cut through the dead arms reaching for Jasmine. She smiled her thanks from a soot-smeared face and leapt down to his side.
"Have we any others?" he asked.
"Blaze, Vader, and the Pine are coming up from the southwest. Or were. Idan and 10 of us are getting the last of the priests out of the temples. Nadusha and her squadron are dead. Building collapse." Amrys made the sign of the four gods with his free hand, wearily, wishing them peace. Compared to the last few years, they'd have it anyhow.
"Damus's squadron? Lady Winther?"
"I've seen nothing of them today." The previous sign of the four would have to cover them too. Amrys needed both hands on his sword and all his focus at the other end, for coming down the street was a squad of twisted men. Thyrens shock troops, redly and wetly skinless, with curving black talons on their huge hands and faces that were mostly sharp-toothed mouths. Amrys had killed a score or so of them since the sun rose, and it was near noon now, but there were always more. Creatures with wings of tattered flesh circled overhead, riding icy winds below black clouds. One raised its eyeless head and screamed, and a building near it shivered. Another dove, exhaling a purple cloud, and vanished behind a row of still-standing buildings. Amrys couldn't see its prey, which was just as well. He and Jasmine were too far away to aid in time. A month ago, he'd been in front of a fire with Geraint in his arms. They'd had no illusions of peace then. Thyrin had been burning a path across the world for years. They'd both heard what had happened to Vylek, the first city he'd attacked, whose baron had tried to surrender. Some said that baron and a few score of his citizens still lived, after a fashion. Amrys had already beaten Thyrin to a standstill twice, forced him to retreat once, and knew it was only a matter of time until the next attack. Their last desperate plans, based on months of magic on the part of Geraint and the High Priestess of Seetha, had even then been going forward. But for a few weeks, they'd been safe, warm, together, as they'd been before either of them had heard the name Thyrin of Heliodar. Now, as Amrys felt claws scrape against his armor,